One of the things we hear is that among the most common items that are found in waterways and in the ocean when it comes to waste are plastic straws. They don't biodegrade and they seem to make their way from the trash or never into the trash, into storm drains and other ways out to the ocean. So the state of California, as well as many cities, have enacted bans on just offering plastic straws as a routine matter to customers. In the state of California, the customer must now ask to get a plastic straw, although I have to say I've certainly been to many places that have them sitting out on the counter. You can take one for yourself. And in the city of Los Angeles today, a ban on plastic straws, unless asked for by the customer, goes into effect to smaller restaurants and beverage distributors. Joining me is Shelley Luce of Heal the Bay, president and CEO of that environmental organization. Shelley, thank you for being with us. First of all, are a bunch of cities, to your knowledge, looking at different ways of enforcing this ban?
Yes, as far as I know, a lot of different cities are looking to reduce their plastic trash overall. So let's first just remember that we're talking about 8 million tons of plastic dumped into our oceans every year, and that, as you mentioned, straws are a significant portion of that. So we are really, really happy that so many cities and the state of California are working to reduce this. Now, in the city of LA, enforcement will be on a complaints basis. So when they receive a complaint, they will be able to take action. But really, what I'm excited about with the city is the comprehensiveness of the new ordinance.
All right. Again, I'd love to hear from listeners. If you're in the restaurant or beverage business, how are you dealing with the law? Are you getting a lot of complaints from customers, or are they pretty quickly adapting to this? 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. I grabbed a sandwich at a place over the weekend, and I wanted a straw for my drink. And I'm looking, and do I have to ask the person? And then I saw they had the box out. I could just grab the straw myself out of the box. But what do you think is the best way to deal with it? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. If you have a business affected by the plastic straw ban, which is, you know, pretty much all places in the state now, how are you seeing this play out? Astrogoth writes on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, paper straws stick to the lips like Bogart cigarettes. Then they get soggy. In fact, they just don't suck. There, I said it. That's Astrogoth writing on the AirTalk page, 866-893-KPECC. And of course, you know, you probably know we have a thank you gift during our member drives here, which is a reusable straw with even the little pipe cleaner type of cleaner for the straw. I have to say, I don't notice anybody using reusable straws anywhere I go. Maybe I go to the wrong places, but I don't think I've seen a single instance of someone using a reusable straw out in the world. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page. Shelley, is there another step to this, or is this, you think, what we're ultimately going to get for the ban?
I think the ban for the city of LA is where we need to be. It allows people who do need to use a plastic straw to do so. They simply have to say so and they get one. But it also prevents the extremely wasteful practice of including a handful of straws with every takeout order, every fast food purchase, and even at sit-down restaurants where people are sitting drinking out of a glass, just handing them or putting on the table a whole bunch of plastic straws that many times end up getting thrown away anyway. So I think that the city of LA ban is excellent. I'm really happy with it. I hope it spreads elsewhere in the state.
Well, and one of the things we can hope for also is that some sort of a biodegradable product that holds its form could be the substitute. Wouldn't that be better yet?
I think that would be great, actually. And I have used a number of cardboard straws that are very thick. They're making them thicker than they used to, I think. And I think that's working really well. And I will say, Larry, I heard your comment a moment ago. I'm seeing more and more people using reusable straws. I was in a Starbucks the other day, and a lady pulled a little canvas bag out of her purse. She had three different types of metal straw. She picked the one she wanted, and she put it in her drink and went on her way.
Did it say KPCC on the little bag? I can hope.
Yeah. I see more and more people using them.
And maybe it's part of town. It could be that in Santa Monica, you have more people that are doing that than maybe in other parts. I tend to go to a lot of working class sort of places where it just would be culturally something I wouldn't expect to see people do. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Tom in Century City, I understand you're a chef and restaurateur. What are you seeing at your place?
Yes, I'm a chef and restaurateur. I have a restaurant called Kraft in Century City and also Kraft in New York City. And we've got ahead of this and have already banned plastic straws in the restaurant. And for a host of reasons, I care about the environment and care about fisheries. And I find it sort of interesting that chefs who were, need product coming from the ocean to put on our menus, and yet we have things in our restaurant that have a direct detriment to the environment that these fish live in. We're seeing a lot of mortality rates of things like mammals and dolphins and things like that, turtles that are washing up with tons of plastic in their stomachs. And so, this is a pretty easy thing to do. Customers could bring their own straws. They could bring metal straws. They could bring bamboo straws. There's biodegradable paper straws now that are available. So there's plenty of options out there. And it's really a no-brainer to get rid of plastic.
Tom, in the culinary world, you're a celebrity. And I wonder if you try, is this something you've, in your TV appearances, stuff like that, talked about?
I've worked with an organization called Lonely Well to bring attention to this issue. This is something that I have used my celebrity to bring attention to.
Tom, I appreciate it very much. Good to have you with us. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Josh in Studio City, good to have you with us on Air Talk. I understand that you're in food service. What do you see from your customers?
Yeah, so I'm a server, and people just really hate the paper straws. We had them for a while, and they were always requesting if we had plastic straws, making jokes about how crappy the paper straws are. And so I just really think that's a very unpopular idea to ban the plastic straws.
Now, do you have you're back to plastic at your place? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, but is there a difference, the amount of straws that you are providing to your customers now, since people have to request it? Has it made a difference?
Almost every table requests a straw from me. It is very constant. I will say I have seen a few of the reusable straws. So to your point earlier, yeah, that might be a demographic thing here in Studio City. But it's not that common, and everybody's always requesting straws from me.
All right. Josh, I appreciate it. Josh in Studio City, 866-893-KPECC. Jenny in Burbank, you're on Air Talk.
Hi. Yeah, I got the gift package with the bamboo utensils and added my own stainless steel trot.
Very good.
My boys and I bring it everywhere. It's really easy. It kind of felt like the same switch over as the reusable shopping bags that everyone uses. It's really easy to do. You clean it out in your water, and you take it home, you wash it with the pipe cleaner, and it's really easy. I keep putting it in my purse. It's an easy switchover.
Jenny, I appreciate it. I have to admit, I was one of those people crying about having to take your personal bag to the supermarket. And of course, now we just do it. You just adjust to things that you whine about at first, as I did over the shopping bag thing. So it's a good point, Jenny, that people just, we get used to change when something is required of us. We do it. Let's see. We have Susan in Torrance. says, I also carry around a bamboo straw. We got them as Christmas gifts. I find it as convenient, and I am using it. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page. Angela Davis writes on the page, since I'm a surfer, I know the beaches and tend to pick up plastic after my sessions. What I'm seeing is water bottle tops are ubiquitous. I don't see as many straws as I used to, but those water bottle caps are a true plastic tragedy in terms of pollution at our local beaches. Shelley, I know that's not the topic that we're on, but what are your ideas about bottle caps?
I completely agree with the commenter. They are everywhere. It's one of the most common items that we pick up now, along with the bottles themselves. And I think reusable water bottles are one of the easiest steps that people can take. I find it really frustrating when I see people pulling out, you know, flats of plastic water bottles to put one in their kids' lunch every day, or to take to the beach with their family, or to take to the park or wherever they're going. It seems to me that water fountains are common, and reusable water bottles are one of the easiest steps we can take. And it is really habit, Larry. Someone just mentioned, one of your callers, about making the switch to reusable straws. I feel that just like the canvas bags, it's a habit, and it might take a little while, a few months, a year, before the caller from the restaurant will have fewer and fewer people requesting plastic straws.
All right. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. Ruben in Westchester said, I'm disabled. I've been using metal straws for years. If I can do it, anyone can. Tom in Van Nuys says, I work at Starbucks. We recently went over to strawless lids, but you can't really drink a Frappuccino without a straw. Very good point, Tom. You end up with a face full of the froth. All right. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, where Liz says with her teeth, she has sensitive teeth. She has to use a straw. She can't otherwise comfortably drink it. You can share your comments. Again, AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Stay tuned. It's the Triple Play. We're going to talk baseball, and we have a huge piece of Angels news we're going to talk about coming up, too. Back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurtes.